But he realized too that such a description of the situation would be true only if the opposition were truly seeking the truth. If, however, and this is what Hochstrasser claimed and Willibald thought was actually true, the opposition was not really sincere, but held their contrary notions even though they did not really believe in them, dialogue was a manifestly inappropriate way to go. Such a kind of opposition would see dialogue as nothing more than the way to get what they wanted. As soon as a person admitted that he would dialogue, he would have to admit at the same time that the opposition was on a par with him. Once he had done that, he really could not back down. Instead, he would have no choice but to compromise. What such a one must pause and realize is that every compromise is really a win for the opposition. Before the compromise, the opponents had nothing. After the compromise, they would have at least one thing. After the next compromise, the opposition would have even more. After a series of such compromises, the opposition would actually begin to take over. No, dialoguing with the enemy is not the way to go. Salzkeller was wrong, wrong, wrong. Jakob and his followers were also quite far off the mark. The very reason why the opposition even existed was the fact that force had so long been used by those in power to consolidate and keep their power that the few thinkers who opposed them had plenty of time to perfect their new ideas and to get followers. It is true that killing off all the leaders of the opposition will stop the new ideas from spreading, or at least slow down the spread, but rule by force and fear is not properly human. Besides, such rule by force and fear seldom does much more than give birth to opposition. Opposition is like a globule of water. Use force to stamp it out, and it just goes ahead and divides into many smaller groups. It was in this way clear to Willibald that the only position that had any chance of success was the abbot's. If enough holy people besieged the gates of heaven, knocking and begging, begging in the name of Jesus, and that is important, then God had no choice but to go with his promises and grant what the beseechers were requesting. That, and that alone, was the only way to save the world. Willibald was fully prepared to support his friend, the Abbot Hochstrasser, in bringing to actuality his plans for the salvation of the world.